Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. It's 4th of July in America. Happy 4th of July, everyone. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. I want to remind you of something that you probably know, but I know you know, but you may have forgotten. You don't know exactly how long ago. So I'm going to tell you, 711 years ago, Abraham Lincoln inspired speech at the Gettysburg Cemetery dedication included these words, quote, "Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal," end quote. What a beautiful passage from the Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln. Now, 47 years earlier than that, as you know, one of those fathers that he mentioned, Thomas Jefferson, penned what is arguably the most important secular document in history, the Declaration of Independence, which includes this passage. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness," end quote. Notice he didn't say the right to happiness. He said and it wasn't just him. Several of the founders were editors of this document, including Benjamin Franklin. But they said the pursuit of happiness. That's a very important distinction, I think, in America today, folks. You don't have the right to be happy. Because happiness is a state of mind, right? I can't guarantee your happiness. But I can guarantee, I can fight, I can defend your right to pursue happiness. You know, having the spirit, the courage, and the vision to declare independence at a time like that, 200 plus years ago, at a time when monarchy was the globally accepted model of government, to do all of that they did, this unbelievable experiment to declare independence, it was unprecedented. Ralph Waldo Emerson said in one of his books, he said, "We began with freedom." That was unprecedented. To fight for those principles then and to defend them from within and from without over the last two centuries is very impressive. Americans have done that. To be sure, America has lapsed in the delivery of some of these tenets. Indeed, what Lincoln was trying to save his beloved country, he made this judgment. He said, "We made the experiment, and the fruit is before us." He was talking about how tough things are. He was talking about how difficult this experiment is. He was saying, basically, democracy, liberty, a republic like ours is not easily forged. It's not easily maintained. It's not easily executed. It can get ugly. It has been ugly. And it may be ugly again. Even today, America is a work in progress. We're on a journey of understanding that has many stations along the way where new things are learned and past wrongs can be righted. But in terms of contribution to the world, Ronald Reagan's shining city on a hill has an incomparable record. Warts and all, my friends, the United States of America is still a benefactor nation with millions, if not billions, of beneficiaries. I love what Colin Powell said about America one time. He said, and I don't always agree with everything Colin Powell says, but I loved this statement. He said, "America is the only nation that whenever we have conquered another nation, upon leaving, we retained only enough land to bury our dead. Freedom to dream is found in other lands, my friends, as is freedom to pursue dreams. But no entrepreneurial soil is more fertile than in America. And it's because of those who had the conviction to create our founding documents, to deliver them, and had the courage to defend them. It's because of them and all of those since 1776, since the 4th of July, 1776. All of those since then who have had the courage to defend those documents. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness have been essential to millions of American small businesses, including mine, including yours. If you ask anyone, anywhere on the planet, where to go to start a business and have the greatest chance to succeed and accrue the fruits of that labor, the answer would have to be America. Like the founders, generation after generation of American small businesses have demonstrated courage as they claimed and perpetuated the American dream simply by doing business, simply by executing Adam Smith's invisible hand. Even if we only did it what we do for our own sake, in our own self-interest, because we did it in a nation, in a country, in an environment where there's liberty, where we began with freedom, and liberty sprung from that, and opportunity sprung from that, and the ability to pursue happiness sprung from that. That's what America is all about. Even if you were just operating your business, you were helping to create all of that. You were helping to perpetuate all of that. So folks, as we celebrate the blessings of another 4th of July in America, let's hold fast to Lincoln's closing prayer so beautifully conveyed in his first inaugural address. And you've heard me say this before, but I love these words, that the relationship we have with each other will be touched by the better angels of our nature. That the relationship we have with each other will be touched by the better angels of our nature. Happy Independence Day, America. Happy 4th of July, wherever you are on the planet, listening to me, to this show. Thank you for being here. And if you're an American, happy 4th of July. If you're not an American, but you care about America, you like what America stands for, celebrate with us. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the difference between freedom and liberty.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.